Welcome to the Oakland County Podcast Series. I'm Pam Zawissa. Michigan winters usually bring bitterly cold temperatures and snowfall, causing hazardous road conditions. Oftentimes, drivers are not prepared. Today I had the opportunity to talk to Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard about winter driving safety. Welcome, Sheriff Bouchard.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Can you give us some advice on winter driving safety?
Sure. There's a number of things to be thinking about as you head out. First and foremost, before you head out, you want to make sure your car is in a position to be ready to head out. You want to make sure that the fluid levels are all up to date. You've got your washer fluid full. You've got your radiators topped off and full. You've got all your fluids have been checked. Make sure your oil changes are up to date and all those kinds of things. The other good idea in the midst of the winter is to make sure as often as possible to keep your gas tank full. If it gets very, very cold and your gas tank is not very full, it has the ability and the more likely tendency to get fuel line freeze up. There tends to be moisture gathers and creates in that environment more so than if it's full. So try to keep your tank topped off. The other thing you want to make sure is have a little survival kit in the back of your car in case you get stuck, your car breaks down or it's cold. You know, have a cell phone, have maybe even a blanket and gloves and things to keep warm. And make sure if you ever, let's say in a snowstorm, drive off the road and get stuck, it may be sometime before, especially if it's a very bad storm and there's a lot of accidents. If you're not hurt, it may be some time before help can come and arrive. So the first thing you're going to want to do is get out and check and make sure that your exhaust pipe isn't covered by snow. So periodically when you turn the car on to stay warm, and only turn it on as long as you need to stay warm, that it's not pushing fumes back into the car. So check that first and foremost. Always check your flashers before you go out and drive occasionally to make sure your four-way flashers work so that whenever you're stuck off the road there, if you happen to, again, get stuck, you can turn on your four-way flashers. And again, in that survival kit, you should maybe have a little flashlight and maybe a couple of little items, to keep you safe and warm in that environment. The other thing you're going to want to make sure is take extra time when the weather's bad. A lot of people think, especially people that drive four-wheel vehicles, that they can go through anything, which is typically true. They can, but they can't stop any faster. And that's one of the things that people fail to understand. They can get going quicker. They can move through and pull through different kinds of road obstruction or even off-road obstruction. But on a highway or on a road, they can't stop any faster. So you really have to allow extra stopping distance, slow it down. A lot of people almost use very bad weather on the road as an excuse to run red lights. Well, I didn't think I could stop. That's not a good excuse. The judge will simply say then you were going too fast. In fact, that's a ticket, going too fast for conditions. So a road may be a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit. Going 20 might be speeding, depending on the conditions. So go extra slow. We have so many accidents, and a lot of people get hurt in those accidents when the roads are a bit dismal. If you don't feel comfortable driving that kind of weather, don't drive, because then you become a risk and a hazard to yourself and other people on the road that may get frustrated by your driving and try to go around you and pass. So that's the other thing you need to be aware of. But make sure your wipers are in good, satisfactory condition so that when it is snowing or some other kind of environment out there, that your wipers have the ability to clean your windshield and visually make sure that you can see out as you drive along. The other thing, check your lights periodically, as I mentioned with the four-way flashers, but also check your brake lights, your turn lights, your tail lights, because in a snowstorm or any kind of winter driving condition, you want to be as visible as possible. Mm-hmm. And lots of times people don't check that very often, and they may even have some of their lights out, and somebody may not see them in a snowstorm and may run into you. The other thing you're going to want to do before you head out, especially, again, if it's a storm and your car has been parked outside for any period of time, clean off the windows and all the obstructions so that you can see clearly as possible. Again, a lot of times people jump in their car, clear out a little hole in front of the windshield, and off they go, and they really can't see out the sides, they can't see out the back. That's a dangerous condition. Clean all the windows. Clean off your headlights and your turn signals and your taillights, your brake lights, so people can see you. All that helps to prevent you from becoming involved in an accident. And not a bad idea, again, if it's a really heavy snowstorm, to let somebody know where you're going, when you're leaving, when you expect to arrive, so that they can also know your route and check on you. So, you know, some basics, but, you know, nothing that's too over the top. And then apparently occasionally make sure that you have a mechanic check your vehicle to make sure everything's in working orders, you know, your brakes and those kinds of things. And usually going into the winter is a good time to do that.
Now, what would you do if you end up getting in an accident?
Well, if you're in an accident, obviously the most important thing to do is to get yourself out of the travel roadway and out of harm's way. So try to pull the cars immediately off to the side, off in the shoulder, or into a parking lot, and then call the police. There's Michigan laws that require it's a duty to report accidents in the threshold of a certain dollar figure. Damage on cars these days, almost any kind of accident is going to crest that threshold. So it's a good idea to call the police if there's visible damage on a vehicle. If somebody's hurt, it's mandatory, you know, you stay there and help summon aid for the person that's hurt. But the first and foremost is get off the road so you don't get hit again. Sometimes there's secondary impacts, and put yourself out of harm's way and then call the police. Again, turning on your four-way flashers or other kinds of things to alert other people to avoid you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Sheriff.
Sure. Thanks for always passing on the information to the public. And as always, we're here to answer any questions people might have about keeping safe.
For more information and safety tips, please visit the Oakland County Sheriff's Office website at oakgov.com/sheriff. If you'd like to make a comment on this podcast or make suggestions for future podcast topics, please send an email to podcast@oakgov.com. This is Pam Sawissa, and you've been listening to Oakland County Podcast Series produced by Oakland County eGovernment.